remember the story of the tortoise and the hare? Here's a quick refresher. A tortoise and a hare were having a race, which you assume would be pretty lopsided in favor of the hare. But the hare was so focused on showing off that he lost sight of the ultimate goal, winning the race. Why do I bring that up? Well, because it reminds me of a phrase you may have heard in the business world, that marketing is meant to be remarkable. You may have also heard that companies are always aiming to surprise and delight. The crux of what both of these phrases are talking about is really that companies are focused on creating experiences for consumers that they will remember forever. That's sweet. But according to Simon Harrison, chief marketing officer of Avaya, that's also the completely wrong way to be operating your business.
Effortless is king, crucial. Effortless trumps in every scenario. Delight becomes this kind of unicorn. It becomes this thing that you just start to chase. You set a bar, that becomes the new standard bar. Now you're chasing the next bar, and it just becomes expensive and inefficient and not what people want.
So Avaya does things a little differently. But how different is an effortless experience from a delightful one? Can you have both and bring in elements of the tortoise and the hare's strategies? If so, what does that look like? And how is Avaya determining exactly what customers want and need in this world where wants and needs change in the blink of an eye? I'm Jeremy Bergeron, Vice President of Strategy at Mission.org, and this is Business X Factors. Each week, we'll take a look at the secret sauce that takes companies to the highest levels of success and unpack how they got there. We'll explore how these organizations are run, what's so special about the people, culture, and processes that make it all happen. Avaya was founded in 2000 and currently has a presence in 190 countries around the world, bringing solutions to over 100,000 customers. In fact, more than 90% of the U.S. Fortune 500 are Avaya customers. But if you ask anyone on the street to tell you what Avaya does, I bet you'd get a confused shrug for an answer. Showing off is not in Avaya's nature. Simon noticed the company, though, and he got an insider's view of how Avaya works when he was a senior research director at Gartner and consulted with Avaya.
I saw the things that they were doing through their eyes. I used to have chats with various leaders and marketing folk and product folk, but I had chats with customers as well. And I thought, geez, you guys are crap at telling the world about this. What are you doing?
From the outside looking in, Simon knew that Avaya had something special going on, and he wanted the rest of the world to know about it too. So Simon left his role at Gartner to join the Avaya team and start bringing some of the hare's flair to Avaya's already winning strategies. It was time to let everyone know about the kind of utopia that Simon says Avaya has been able to create in the form of effortless solutions and experiences for clients.
I just thought, wow, if I just brought some of my outside-in perspective, combine that with the value these guys are already creating, my ambition to market to the world that success is, we could be onto something really special here.
So what exactly is this utopia that Simon has been describing? What made Avaya stand out to him and become the go-to cloud communications platform for many of the biggest companies in the world?
If you think about the older contact center, there's sort of four walls, almost like a dungeon, where your contact center staff in there and they're sat in neat rows with their headsets on, taking their inquiries, individual calls. And oh, it's almost like something out of a horrible movie. It reminds me of Joe versus the Volcano, right? That gray beginning. And then there's the digital workplace where they're trying to be more connected, more productive. And the customers are saying, we need you guys to be more one, we need you to be more connected. We need to know that when we're talking to you guys at the front line here, we're almost having a conversation with those people that are powering all the decision making, helping with that thing I want to buy, or the procurement staff, or the end-to-end process to deliver on the promise or to support the customer in the way they need to be supported. So customer service is really a customer experience center now, and they have stand-up meetings and they work in pods and they use workstream collaboration as a future unified communications application that dissolves the way you've got this divide between the front and the back office staff. You can bring people into the conversation with the customer. You can have every member of the business ultimately can be a customer services advocate and can become part of that solution to solve that ambition to address. That's the way Avaya thinks about the future of the communication and collaboration technology space. And we're delivering the technology. We're actually doing it. We're shaping the way that our product strategy unfolds to deliver on what is an absolutely utopian design. I can't put it any other way, because that's the reality. That's what people want. Businesses want to have a more connected, supported, truly collaborative workforce, including the contact center, not keeping them in that room.
As it turns out, though, selling the world on utopia isn't as easy as just promoting all the great work that Avaya does. Because despite the fact that companies need help and customers need products, no one wants to be sold to. They want to be delivered to. Oh, and to complicate matters even more, people in general are finicky, absolutely contradictory, and nearly impossible to please.
There's been a lot of discussion about delight. And I remember the corporate executive board back in 2012, I think it was, they wrote a book on effortless versus delight. And I really I loved that reading and I embraced it. And I thought, you know what? This is exactly right. Now, fast forward to a world where I describe the everything customer, and we are a pain. We are really a pain. We've never been so bloody awkward. We want everything. We want to be relentlessly connected. But when it suits us, we're going to be absolutely left alone. We in our own minds, we're almost impossible to solve for. So the everything customer really wants an effortless experience. That's the thing that makes them become a brand fan, a proponent of the brand. And effortless isn't a dark art, it's a science.
There's no magic potion brewing behind the scenes at Avaya. There's just some contradictory thinking being put into practice. Of course, Avaya wants to provide a memorable and incredible experience for all its customers, but that's not the main work Avaya does. The true mission is to make solutions easy because, as Simon says, if you look at the use cases, the companies that offer consistency and effortless service are the ones that have scaled massively.
Let's think about consistent. If you go anywhere in the world and you want a coffee and you don't mind a Starbucks, where are you going to go and get your coffee? That consistency, I know what I'm going to get. I know what I'm going to order. I know how it works. I'm going to go and get another Starbucks. Same with McDonald's. There's lots of brands that make it. Consistency equals effortless. One of the ones that I love is reversible. If you can buy a device, Jeremy, you can take it home, take it out of the box, kick it around, mess with it, decide you don't like the color, take it back 2 weeks and just 2 weeks later and just say, I don't want it. And no, they'll just say, no problem, sir. Here's your money. Are you more likely to buy it to begin with? And the same with flights. We could go on for ad infinitum about these kind of examples where effortless trumps in every scenario. Delight becomes this kind of unicorn. It becomes this thing that you just start to chase. You set a bar, that becomes the new standard bar. Now you're chasing the next bar. And it just becomes expensive and inefficient and not what people want. Effortless is king, crucial. It's what you have to be focused on. That's the target. And especially for this everything customer in this challenging, very difficult and evolved experience economy. There's so many ways that they can do things with us. We've got a lot to worry about.
If you read between the lines of what Simon is saying, you see the bigger picture. Customers say they want to be delighted and blown away by what a company can do. But really, what they want is to be served in predictable, almost boring ways. They want to know what they're getting and then have those expectations met 100% of the time. To give you an example, just think back to the Barnes & Noble's Nook. Back in 2009, Barnes & Noble was the largest book retailer in the US and couldn't simply sit back and let the Amazon Kindle e-reader take over the digital market. Coming from behind, Barnes & Noble released a slightly better e-reader with a nicer design that was waterproof and dustproof. But these improvements weren't enough to break through to consumers who had a 2-year lead with the Kindle Fire. Barnes & Noble did not understand that when it comes to keeping the customer happy, the physical device is secondary to a digital platform. Amazon wasn't just selling a Kindle. It was leading people into an entire new platform where they could not only buy ebooks, but also find an entire marketplace of other goods that they could buy with one click. That's what people stayed for. But the last chapter has yet to be written. Barnes & Noble Nook is still on bookshelves, costing the company hundreds of millions in losses. So how does Avaya put this idea into practice and avoid the bells and whistles to simply make something that works? Well, it takes a bit of a counterintuitive approach to selling that is less about being a hare and more about settling into life as a tortoise. It requires Simon and Avaya to show less and tell more. Hear about that after the break. Actions speak louder than words, but at Avaya, stories speak louder than any kind of technology demonstration or new product launch. Ultimately, the companies that work with Avaya know the bones of how the technology works, but they don't know how it has worked for others and what impact it has had. So rather than show off the latest gadget, gizmo, or product update, Avaya tells the stories of others in a way that goes beyond the typical customer use case. Research shows that stories are remembered up to 22 times more than just facts alone. Why? Because stories build trust of the brand, investment into the product, and help the reader grasp abstract ideas in easily digestible ways. Avaya knows that future customers and the customers of those customers want answers to a couple of simple questions. What were the experiences of those who came before? And was their path easy? They want proof of an effortless experience, and that's what Avaya puts forward.
We have a fundamental and tactical strategy around stories. We want to get the stories. We want people to feel good about sharing their stories. And we want to help other businesses to understand the value through those stories. So if they say, you know, we help a hospital to help more patients, to help more doctors, then they read the story about how we did that. We don't have to explain the value. The value is inherent in the story. And the other guys go, we want that. Can you do that for us? Because that's what we want. And in a lot of scenarios, when it comes to buyers now, what we experience is they come in with actually quite educated in terms of technology. We know what the art of the possible looks like. We've got an idea of what all these technologies are delivering. What we want is your experiences, what your understanding of someone that's just like us with these kind of ambitions or these problems. You know, tell us more about that. Tell us about some of the stories you've delivered here. And that will make us want to buy your technology. So it's a cornerstone. You know, I say Avaya has got a big heart. Part of what makes up this huge heart and the way we want to deliver things to the world, the way we want to help this world, is brought to life through these stories. So it's a big focus for us, Jeremy. We do it all for the right reasons. I think that's what makes the difference. It's not about getting the case study. Don't really care about that. It's more about helping others to realize what we've helped another company to achieve.
So what are the customer stories that Avaya highlights? To name a few, Avaya has helped Johns Hopkins Health improve the patient experience and handle 11,000 plus calls per day by automating an identification of a patient when they call. This means that the moment the patient and representative are connected, the right screen is available to the agent for them to better service the patient. This seems like a no-brainer, but was actually a massive technological feat, connecting multiple databases to create a seamless integration between caller and customer service agent. And this is saving invaluable amounts of time and money. And Avaya made it possible for the New York Mets leadership team to communicate and collaborate from anywhere. They updated their conference call capacity to over 400% and implemented extensive analytics solutions that put in the right staffing at the right time to maintain sales and service levels. Now, these solutions aren't exciting or flashy, but they are very practical upgrades that have completely transformed customer and employee experience. And that's the critical thing. As Simon says, we currently live in an experience-focused world. And what Simon and Avaya believe is that companies should be building for the utopian experience. It's an experience that is effortless, sure, but it goes farther than that. I want to hear more about utopian design. Dig into that a little bit.
The reality is, when it comes to delivering solutions that truly make a difference, that satisfy the needs of today's experience economy, right? We're in an experience economy that is booming because of all these wonderful devices and supporting for the different modalities and gesture support, eye tracking, and all this kind of great stuff. And then in my different modes, whether I'm on holiday mode or if I'm going to catch a flight or whatever. So all of this is kind of going on. So you've got to have to, when you start thinking about the design of the solutions you want to create, that utopian design, you're thinking about the customer and the staff being two sides of the same coin, the same app. I'll give you an example most can relate to. Let's look at Uber, for example. So when you're standing there and you call your ride, now you're this side of the app and you're looking for where the cars are and you're hopefully getting a view. And then you get someone shouts, "Oh yeah, I'm here, I'm coming." And now they're the other side of that app. Everything that they do, the route they take, the detours that they might have to go on, the information they share just to make sure you're in the loop, and then they get to you. You then get in the ride. You have the ride. You might have a chat with your driver. Hopefully you do, because they're friendly enough. And then you score the ride and you score the drive. There's a utopian kind of marriage between the person that's offering the service and the person that's getting the service. And that design thing and that design principle is the utopian solution. You have to empower your staff to be engaged. You have to empower your staff to actually be empowered. And that's what creates that discretionary effort. Great example is if you go into a coffee. I went to one of my coffee shops near me. There was a competition going on between a few of the staff there that was trying to design the best heart shape in my coffee, right? That discretionary effort, weren't getting told off by the boss for wasting time. They're encouraged to do that, empowered to do that, because it made me a brand fan. I become a proponent of the brand. This is part of this utopian design. Engaged, empowered staff really delivers that truly transformational customer experience, but it does so much more. There's a multiplication effect that's part of this really wonderful design.
And the statistic that will have all the execs out there even more excited? Effortless experiences actually cost less and see higher ROI than delightful ones. In the book, The Effortless Experience, Conquering the New Battlefield for Customer Loyalty, it is reported that companies spend 10 to 20% more money trying to create exceptional experiences, but the results from those campaigns are hardly worth the hype. The author's research showed that customer satisfaction didn't tie back to customer loyalty. So what did track directly with loyalty? You guessed it, effortless experiences. They found that 96% of customers who had high effort experiences reported being disloyal, compared to only 9% of customers with low effort experience. From Johns Hopkins to the Mets to all those Fortune 500 companies, Avaya has built the effortless experience into their day-to-day lives. Avaya brought the goods to the table quietly, methodically, one step at a time to win the ultimate race. It didn't have to be flashy. It just had to work. That, as it turns out, is really what wins the race in the end. See, the thing is, utopia is not somewhere over the rainbow or through the wardrobe into Narnia. Avaya believes that utopia exists quietly within the effortless experiences that it is creating. Avaya will blow you away by simply showing up, putting in the work, and giving you a solution that makes you wonder how you ever work differently. That's Avaya's X factor. While other companies are focused on style over substance, Avaya is placing value and effortless experiences and delivering them to companies all over the world. You've been listening to Business X Factors, brought to you by Hyland. To learn more about Avaya, check out avaya.com. And if you like this show, make sure you subscribe or follow on your favorite podcast app. We'd also be so grateful if you rated and reviewed us on Apple. This helps ensure that more amazing listeners just like you find this show. Thanks for listening. I'm Jeremy Bergeron, Vice President of Strategy at Mission.org, and I'll catch you next time on Business X Factors.